Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, June the 16th, 2021. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can continue our spiritual exercise today as we study your word and we see the things that you have told us in advance so that our hearts might be made ready for the time to come. We ask, Lord, that you would understand us and give us that understanding also, so that we might walk according to your will and be obedient to your cause. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today we'd like to take a look at a subject called Republican-led voter suppression. That would be Republican-led voter suppression. Now that topic is taken from an article that was found in the Toward Freedom website. It was published back on September the 20th, 2018. And the writer of the article is John Lasker, L-A-S-K-E-R. The website again, Toward Freedom. And the full title of the article is How Republican-Led Voter Suppression is Undermining Democracy in America. The full title again, How Republican-Led Voter Suppression is Undermining Democracy in America. As I said before, the article was found in the Toward Freedom website. And the writer of that article is John Lasker, L-A-S-K-E-R. Published September the 20th, 2018. Here's the article. In the upcoming midterm elections, the Democrats could very well regain control of Congress, begin impeachment proceedings against Trump, and attempt to roll back some of the president's catastrophic policy changes. Now remember, this was published in 2018. This would be September 20, 2018. This would be before the election. Continuing. But will Republican-led voter suppression efforts stop people in Democratic districts from casting their ballots in this pivotal election? This may very well be the case for record numbers of minorities, African Americans from urban communities, the family and friends of non-citizens, people with criminal records, and younger voters. Recent nationwide investigations point to the likelihood of massive voter suppression in the midterm elections, particularly targeting Democratic-leaning demographics. Now, as I said before, this is 2018, that this does not even compare with what is happening now in 2021 and the kind of suppression that is going on now. Continuing, the American Civil Liberties Union National Office told Toward Freedom that following President Obama's election victory in 2008, 20 states passed laws that either suppressed people from voting or purged people from voter rolls. Almost all of these states remain in the hands of a Republican supermajority, including the governor, state legislator, and the state office that runs elections. According to the Brennan Center for Justice, Republican-controlled states have introduced 90 bills that seek to tighten voting laws. The center recently stated voter suppression and purges are poised to be one of the biggest threats to the ballot in 2018. Now, let me repeat it again in case you missed it. We're not even talking about the 2022 election. This is back in 2018 we're talking about here. Continuing. The Republican attacks against Democratic voters arguably yielded the greatest wins in 2016. How Trump defeated Hillary Clinton is a complex answer with many variables such as disgruntled blue-collar voters and Russian interference in the election. But how much influence did voter suppression and purging have? The Brennan Center for Justice states that the 2016 election was decided by 80,000 votes across three states. That would be Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Taking this into account, the ACLU reported that 16 million voters experienced difficulty voting in the presidential election. Of the 16 million, an estimated 1.2 million were turned away, or their vote was not counted, according to the ACLU, citing the 2016 survey of the performance of American elections conducted by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. According to the survey, nearly 250,000 of these potential voters walked away from a long line pointing to how a lack of infrastructure can inhibit voting. An estimated 230,000 lacked proper photo ID and thus were denied voting altogether. Another 300,000 votes were not counted due to registration issues, and 250,000 votes were lost, which means the voter refused to vote provisionally or their provisional ballot was not counted. According to some experts, this is what the Republicans in many states wanted to happen. Anecdotal evidence shows lower turnout favors Republicans. Now, I am just hoping that you will find this article somewhere and read it for yourself, because it's really revealing in many ways. And let me just go back and tell you where it is again. It's found in Toward Freedom website. It was published back on September the 20th, 2018. This would be after the 2016 election, okay? And the title of the article, written by John Lasker, L-A-S-K-E-R, "How Republican-Led Voter Suppression is Undermining Democracy in America." Now, in this article, in just the pieces that we have read so far, you see the number, the thousands, the hundreds of thousands of people who were not allowed to vote or whose votes were ignored because of the circumstances, various circumstances. Now, you and I need to understand that this is what is happening now. And it's even more intense now than it was back in 2018. Okay? Perhaps I should go over those numbers, because it'll give you a kind of a feel for exactly how intense this was. So let's go over some of those numbers that I read for you just now in the same article. Listen to this. Taking this into account, the ACLU reported that 16 million voters experienced difficulty voting in the presidential election. That would be the 2016. Of the 16 million, an estimated 1.2 million were turned away, or their vote was not counted. According to the ACLU, citing the 2016 survey of the performance of the American election conducted by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. According to the survey, nearly 250,000 of these potential voters walked away from a long line pointing to how a lack of infrastructure can inhibit voting. Another estimated 230,000 lacked proper photo ID and thus were denied voting altogether. Another 300,000 votes were not counted due to registration issues, and 250,000 votes were lost, which means the voter refused to vote provisionally or their provisional ballot was not counted. According to some experts, this is what the Republicans in many states wanted to happen. Anecdotal evidence shows lower turnout favors Republicans. Continuing the article, it says this. Bobby Hoffman, voted rights strategic for ACLU Voting Rights Project, told Toward Freedom that the laws Republican-controlled states passed in the name of voter integrity and against voter fraud directly impacted many of the 1.2 million people who were denied their constitutional right to vote in 2016. These laws are part of an ongoing strategy to roll back decades of progress on voting rights, says Hoffman. Years of calculated and deliberate legalized voter suppression and voter purges on the part of Republican-controlled state governments may very well have propelled Trump to the White House. The suppression was legalized in the sense that laws were passed to ostensibly combat voter fraud and keep voter rolls clean and organized. However, many of the laws violate federal voting statutes because they stealthily target traditional Democratic voters. The fiercest battles for voter rights are being waged in the nation's major swing states, such as Ohio, which has picked the presidential winner 28 of 30 times in the last century. The Ohio Secretary of State, Republican John Huestis, enforces what critics say is the nation's strictest voter purging process, one that removes voters for not voting enough. Reuters found that 144,000 voters from major Ohio urban areas were purged between 2012 and up until the 2016 election. The number purged since 2004 could be over 1 million, say voting rights attorney Robert Frakis of Columbus. Many of the voters who were purged were minorities or from lower income communities, demographics which in Ohio tend toward voting Democratic. The ACLU challenged Ohio's purge process in federal court this year. But who's to appeal the case to the conservative-leaning U.S. Supreme Court? And in June, the court voted 5-4 in favor of Husted. The ACLU and other feared Ohio's purge process may be incorporated nationwide, especially in those states controlled by Republicans. So I want you to understand something. This is serious. This has been done for a while. And of course, you know, we've gotten accustomed to really talking about what Russia did and what Vladimir did in order to help Trump become president. What we have not really focused in on is some of the laws that were passed in some of these states to suppress voting. And this did not start with the voter suppression. The Republican Party has taken local control of the states. 32. And they're hoping for 34 by the end of the year. 32 out of 50, they have local governmental control of those states. Which means that they have control over the voting processes and the laws that are passed and the requirements made for those who are coming in to vote. And all of that is showing up in this article right here. Let's continue. After the 2008 presidential election, where we saw a much more diverse electorate come to the ballot, we saw states push back and kind of question the legitimacy of that election and start passing and pushing laws that made it more difficult to register to vote and to cast a ballot. And this is following a time from 1965 to 2008 where we saw a great expansion of democracy and laws that made it easier for individuals to access the ballot, Hoffman continued, such as the National Voting Rights Act of 1965 to the National Voter Registration Act of 1993 to the Help Americans Vote Act of 2002. Voting rights experts, says Republican-controlled states, are deliberately suppressing and purging minority and lower income voters. Now that's what they're doing. It's absolutely partisan targeting of voters who are disproportionately from urban areas, says Frakis, who co-wrote the book, The Strip and Flip Selection of 2016, Five Jim Crows and Electronic Election Theft. Most of the modern Republican power grabs have been based on voter suppression. Now that's serious. That is so serious. Continuing the article, it says, with Trump, partisan voting suppression is escalating under the guise of combating voter fraud. Trump claimed millions of undocumented immigrants voted against him But even leaders of his own party agree voter fraud is not widespread. Nevertheless, Trump's federal government has pivoted from fighting voter suppression and combating voter fraud, a proven myth. The unspoken goal here is to suppress the Democratic vote, as other Republican leaders have done at the state level in recent years. Now, I want you to understand that we're sitting today in the year 2021, and it's going to be worse in 2022. As a matter of fact, when you look at the laws that have been passed recently in all of the states, even more suppressive than they were before, you can easily see the direction in which we're heading. This is a complete undoing of the Constitution of the United States of America. The Great Controversy and Testimonies Volume 5 calls it the repudiation of the Constitution. But that ought not surprise you. For God has warned you in advance that all of this would take place. This is just the beginning, folks. And if you can't really do that much to win the election, then there's another way to do it, and that is to suppress the vote. Evaluate those who are going to vote against you and suppress their vote, making sure that it is almost impossible for them to get to the polling place. And even if they get there, you can undo it. And even when it is that they have won and you're beating, you can find ways to undo it by claiming that it was fraudulent. And deciding that you can recount it and reevaluate it, and you're going to do this and you're going to do that. That's exactly what's happening now. And I can assure you that the 2022 election, oh, you just stand by, you're going to see some amazing things happening. And when we get to 2024, you see, they have their agenda set. And they can't expand the time anymore. They've been pushing this for too long. They've been trying to get what they want done for quite a while. And they're going to get it done this time. And if it's not going to be done one way, it's going to be done the other. And so that recount that you see in Arizona, that's going to be copied by many of the states. We have been given an opportunity in this country to express our views, the concept of freedom of conscience. And that is going to be taken away. Because ultimately, this nation is going to speak as a dragon. And Satan and his harlot, they have a plan. And the plan is to undermine the truth. And to destroy everything that this nation stands for. And by virtue of that, destroy the entire world. And ultimately come against those who keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus. Let me read just one more paragraph or two before we close. And I'll probably continue this in our next session. Check this out. It says here, Trump created the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity in May 2017 to investigate voter fraud. The commission was led by then Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach, a far-right Republican supporter of Trump's birther conspiracy theory about Obama. And Brett Bark writer, who has made claims that Latino and blacks are double voting across the country. After narrowly winning a Republican gubernatorial primary in August by 345 votes, Kobach is running for governor of Kansas this November against a Democrat, Laura Kelly. Trump's commission, however, was disbanded in January of this year when it was paralyzed by lawsuits filed by voting rights activists. But the commission still exists in a transformed capacity, now within the Department of Homeland Security. Some voting rights advocates celebrated the change, but investigative reporter Greg Palast believes that this was a brilliant move to cover up the Trump administration's voter purging. Now, they hope to operate his racist voter purging program away from the glaring spotlight of the commission under the special veil of secrecy afforded by the DHS, which is attempting to do that for him. And Palast, author of his book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, has exposed the voter suppression and corporate influence of the U.S. elections. The Department of Justice, through the National Voting Rights Act of 1965, is tasked with protecting voter rights. But under Attorney General Jeff Sessions, the evidence is mounting that his DOJ, like Trump's White House, is seeking to limit voter protections. Now, I just thought I would share this article with you, and I'm going to continue this in our next session, because you need to understand exactly the implications here. They're serious. Very, very serious. And you and I need to understand that what we're seeing happening now, and all of the claims that are being made with regard to the situation that is in existence right now, the president has lost the election, and because of that, he's claiming fraud. And because of that, a lot of the states are still investigating, and they're planning to do this, and they're planning to do that. We look forward to some more intense actions taken by the time we get to the 2022 election, by the time we get to the 2024 election. You're going to see a definite assault upon the Constitution of the United States of America. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have warned us in advance concerning all that is happening. You've told us that this Constitution of the United States of America will be repudiated. And we see it before us. We ask today that you would give us the strength that is necessary so that we understand clearly who these people are really coming after. The dragon is wroth with the woman and has gone to make war with the remnant of her seed. And the remnant of her seed is identified clearly as those who keep the commandments of Jesus and have, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus. That would be the remnant. And we ask you, Lord, that you would prepare us for that which is to come. Help us to have an understanding of the truth. Help us to know what it is we believe, why we believe it, and where to find it, so that we will be able to stand unmoved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your daily briefing, June the 16th, 2021.